Blog Talk Radio.
To the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey again, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you can call in, listen live to the show. And if you'd like to make a comment or an opinion, you can press that number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you'd like to be on the air for your comments or opinions. And so that number again is 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770 732 844. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Let's see, where are we right now? We're looking at, I'm talking about the weather. Let's get an update here on the weather. Right now, it looks like it's 91 degrees and sunny skies right here in the ATL with 93 as our high today. Low tonight, 72. Not a bad night. Tomorrow, 93, low 71. Sunday, 93, low 71. Monday, 89, low 70. Now, so it looks like it's going to be a perfect weekend, guys. It's going to be hot, you know, in the low 90s. But the sun's going to be shining bright. Get out there and get those grills going. Cook some meat. Make you some vegetables inside and enjoy. We have some great college matchups tomorrow, including the Georgia and Ole Miss game tomorrow. Let's get on the TV at 12:30, and let's pull for our Bulldogs. We should come out of this victorious, and I think we will. Again, the call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. Now, today's word of the day. Let me find it here. Today's word of the day is metal. Metal. M-E-T-T-L-E. Not M-E-T-A-L, like a piece of metal. But it's metal. This metal is also, M-E-T-T-L-E, is also a noun. And the first meaning is vigor and strength of spirit or temperament. Okay? The second meaning is staying quality. Staying quality. It's something like stamina. Okay? Metal is like stamina. Quality of temperament or disposition. So, I take this as saying as being staying quality or stamina is metal. That's your word of the day. If you want to grab, you can grab it and run with it if you want. But that's our word of the day is metal. All right, and again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. I see there more people joining the show right now, and thank you guys for tuning in. Now, I talked about this the other day, I think a couple of days ago, about the shooting that happened a week ago, last Friday, in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where a white police officer, female police officer, shot and killed an unarmed black man, okay? And so, a friend of mine asked me, he said, Frank, why do we bow there and protest and burn and, you know, tear down the city before we have all the facts? Well, I simply told him because people are fed up with this. Okay? Nothing's happening. They feel like. I don't feel like they do. But they feel like that's what they need to do to get attention to this. And if that's their way of doing it, hey, I don't know what's in their head. I can't answer for those people. It's just my opinion. That's just what I think. Okay, and I don't condone tearing up the city, setting fires and blocking the expressway and doing all this stuff, these violent protests, because someone got shot and killed. He got shot and then end up dying later in the hospital from the gunshot wound. But someone was shot at one of these protests. So if it's going to be violent, no, I don't condone it, don't agree with it. okay? If it's going to be civil and peaceful, then it's okay, okay? You can have a voice like that as well, all right? The violence and the unruliness will only cause more trouble. And the trouble may be for you. We don't know who the trouble may be for, but it only causes trouble. If you're doing things peacefully and nonviolent, not tearing things down, then that's fine. People will respect you more, and they'll deal with it. They'll listen to what you have to say. But if you're totally unruly and causing problems, then, you know, no one wants to listen to you. No one does. But if you're calm, you're peaceful, and you're not being violent, then people will listen to what you have to say. So that's how you get your point across. Not by tearing up things, blocking the expressway, and burning things on the road, and you know, being violent towards each other, shooting. That's not the way to do it. And it's not just black people. It's black, white, Latino, all kinds of people are involved in these protests. Okay? I don't condone it, but I understand. Tired of what's going on with the police officers. And something has to be done to try to revamp this system of police officers. Something's got to be done. I don't know what's going to be done or what has to be done. I don't know the solution. But I know that something has to be done. Now, today's show is entitled, "The Officer in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Has Manslaughter Charges. Has a manslaughter charge. Is this enough? Yes or no?" You guys can call into the show and give me your opinion or your comment. 818-301-5834. And remember to press the number 1 on your keypad. And that will alert me that you'd like to be on the show. Because, you know, call in and give me your opinion. Now, I'm not going to bat your opinion around or say that's not right or that's right and that's wrong. Whatever. It's your opinion. That's yours. So call in and give me your opinion. Okay, because we're going to discuss the charges against the Tulsa police officer that shot and killed an unarmed man, okay, an unarmed black man, okay. Are the charges big enough for the crime, okay? And I, you know, as the district attorney said, is that he's bringing these charges, and these charges can always be upgraded. Okay? So is you know, it may not be manslaughter. It may not end up being on, she may not end up being on trial for manslaughter. She could end up being on trial for murder. But if she's found guilty, I think that would be the start of the downward spiral that we'd see from police officers killing unarmed people. And so I've said all along that if they would start to charge these officers with these crimes, killing people, then they should go to prison for their misconduct. Now, this young lady, I think they say she's 42 years old. Not sure of her name, Betty or something like that. But she's 42 years old, a police officer in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And they brought the charges against her early this morning. And she went and turned herself in early this morning, like 1-2 o'clock in the morning. And they booked her in. And the district attorney set her bail at $50,000. So she had to pay $5,000 to get out of jail. She got out on bail. I think she came to the jail at like a little after 1, and she left a little bit before 2. Okay? Not long in jail. But I believe that because the district attorney filed charges, that they feel like they have an awesome case. If you look at the video of what happened, then, you know, you probably think that same thing, okay? Because these people, these DAs, do not go after people unless they feel like they have a slam dunk, so to speak, or it's enough evidence here to get a conviction against this young lady. Now, and believe me, guys, again, I don't want to see anyone go to prison. But if you commit that type of crime, then you should have to pay for it. I mean, I can't imagine, and I don't know if you can imagine, the the chaos that this has caused within this family. And, you know, who knows how long, when, or whatever it might take for this family to get closure, to get back together. You know, I've had someone in my family killed by the police, and, you know, and he had 2 kids, but he's always said he had gone to prison before. And he always said, Tony, that's my nickname. He said, Tony, I'm not going back to jail. He was in prison for like 15 years. He said he wasn't going back to jail. And so, back to prison, rather. So, you know, he got into a shootout with the police. And they killed him. And, you know, that changed a lot about the family. So this person, this young lady, this police officer in Tulsa, has changed this family's life forever. Okay? She probably didn't think of that at the time. I guarantee you, she wished she could grab that bullet, pull it out of this guy. He's still living on. And put it back in her gun. I know now, I guarantee you, she wishes that now. And I guarantee you that they're saying that they can't believe that they brought charges against her because of what happened. And again, I don't have any ill will towards anyone. But I do think that she was wrong. totally wrong. And because of that, you know, you have to pay the consequences. You've killed someone. I know you may not have, may definitely, I hope you weren't intentionally trying to kill someone. Okay? Not intentionally, but it happened. And because of that, and you have to, you know, do the time. And the time could be anywhere from 4 years to life in prison for a man's first-degree manslaughter charge. So she may get to see some of the people, some of the women that she's put in jail, put in prison. She may go to the exact same prison where some of the young ladies are that she arrested. And had to go to prison. That's not a far-fetched statement. And, you know, she's probably crying. You know, women let their emotions get in there and get the best of them. But that's to be expected. But all these police officers out here, you have got to slow down. You have got to slow your roll to you know, arrest people, and you're going to a call. Someone has called you and said they need help. You're going to a call. Go there with best intentions, not intentions on killing someone. Those may not have been her intentions, but it turned into her intentions. She may, hopefully she didn't go there with intentions. I don't know why they were called. Okay? But the man didn't have a gun. You had three other officers there with you. The officers had already tased the man. If somebody hit you with that taser, I mean, you're really paralyzed. And you mean to tell me three policemen and one policewoman could not subdue one man after he's been tased? Tase him. You got him, get him down, put handcuffs on him, let's take him to jail, whatever he did, right? Why can't that be done? Why can't that be done? Or why can't that be done to black men or women for that concern? Why can't that be done? Why can't we figure out how to get them in and get them into jail and get them their due process? Why can't we figure that out? Why do we have to pull the gun and pull the trigger? Pull the gun, that's what these officers do nowadays when they pull over a black man. Hey, guys, that's about all the time I have for you today. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, guys, take care of yourselves. Have a great weekend. And again, get those, barbecue grills going tomorrow. You might have one going tonight. I don't know. But do it tomorrow or do it Sunday. It doesn't matter, but do it. All right? This Frank, I'm over. And I'm out. I'll see you guys Monday, 6:30 p.m. right here on the Frank Williams Show. Have a great weekend, guys, and be safe. See ya. Come on.
That's me.
Rollin' with your nigga Nate D. You know these niggas straight bang, big gay. All the way to 21st Street. Chitty chitty bang bang. Don Chitty.
That's me.
Still making tight ass beats. I'm rolling
right
in my broom.
Oh.
I stay free.
Uh-huh.
Ain't nobody ballin' like me.
It goes, mirror, mirror, on the wall. Who's the biggest baller of all? I got a 700, a Bentley, and imagine the girls just die when I'm riding past. Live life like I'm selling pies. All Arabian with two or three wives. Two or three houses to hide. 10 cars parked outside, and they all got bodies this wide. Follow me as the Learjet flies over crimson tides. 4-bedroom duplex in the sky. Nickname lottery, cause I don't stop spinning. When the wheels stop, the chrome keeps spinning. Like the 6 moon walking, shit, I ain't talking, I'm straight living it. It's a wonder I ain't shivering.
Oh.
I'm so frozen, and you've been chosen to roll with me and Nate D-O-double-G.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning. I've already down five.
Oh.
More. See you around my block on the weekend. All we do is chase bad. All we do is chase,
chase
bad. Oh. Ask me the weed is the crime.
Uh-huh.
If stop, then I just say no. Then I
just
say
no.
3 girls a day, that's my limit. We're balling out of control.
Whenever I drop, you know I give you number one hits, platinum hot. It's so much clarity in my rocks, I'm thinking like it's gotta be somebody greater. Maybe it's not, cause I flow for those who get that dough. Hits for every chick with a size C tit.